Now just relax and don't meditate for a little while. Just relax here in this room. Sometimes it's nice to just listen to the sounds. Sometimes it's nice to just look out the window, the sky, or the snowflakes, or the sea, or the trees. Or notice the light in the room. Take your posture and let's do this again. Just waiting. I'll hit the big gong again. Listen to the sound going out and just wait until thought inevitably occurs. Just let it dissolve. Again, just relax and don't practice for a little bit. Then start again. I'll hit the gong. And just wait. Look out and wait. When thoughts occur, or you're lost completely in the fantasy, just let that dissolve and wait again. And breath just goes out. Don't have to emphasize the breath so much, but it can help you. Out breath goes out and dissolves. Just a sense of waiting. Take a little pause and then lower the eye gaze about 4 to 6 feet in front. And return to the meditation of feeling the breath going out, dissolving into space. When thoughts arise, just letting them dissolve. Check to see that your belly is relaxed, your shoulders. And let's start again. And I'd like to ask that for this week, that you, at least one period of meditation, you practice this more spacious approach, so that gradually it becomes something that you can come back to, that sense of spaciousness. Last week I spoke about the moment that a practitioner has at some point where they're meditating and they realize they're fully present for the first time in their entire life, and it's quite a moment. And then that's a sort of an experience which is very valuable. Another of those moments is realizing that there actually is something to come back to, other than that it's not really breath so much as you're coming back to the present moment, and that there's something very refreshing and uncluttered and open about that. It's a sort of just a recognition that there's something that to come back to. It's not something in the sense that you can fixate and hold on to it, but it's coming back to this presence, sense of presence. So otherwise during the week, continue with working as your own meditation instructor. If you are very drowsy or very wild, see if there's things that you can do to balance that. Work with a sense of humor, gentleness, and patience, bringing a lot of relaxation and gentleness into your practice. Whenever you really notice where it's harsh, where you're striving too hard or too critical of yourself, all those kind of tight qualities, and lighten up, relax, bring some gentleness in and patience. But train in being faithful to the technique, knowing that even though we prefer to stay in our fantasy or prefer to wander, when you realize that you've been away, do come back. You might take another period during the day where you can just space out or think about things or write down your good ideas. But for this period, when you're doing your sitting meditation, you're training in keep coming back to the present. In this case, coming back to the object of meditation, which is the breath. Or if you go to use the toilet, you know, the flushing of the toilet, the going to the bathroom, the washing the hands, just some sense of being present, you know. Oh, and the post-meditation homework assignment is, again, very similar. The first week I asked you to, when you notice that you've been away, you know, whenever it occurs to you during the day, just pause and be completely present, breathing in and out with whatever you're doing. The next week I said, continue with that, but notice any harshness or criticism or judgmentalness and lighten up with that. This week I'd like you to continue with it again, but when you notice or when it occurs to you, pause and lift your gaze and actually look out, listen to the sounds, or look at the light, or just take in the bigger environment for a few breaths and then just go on. And do that throughout the day, taking in the bigger environment. That doesn't mean you can't also, when you realize and you're washing dishes or something, or brushing your teeth, you can come back to the moment as well. But I'd like you to bring in this new quality of taking in the bigger environment, so that when it occurs to you, just pause and look out or listen to sounds, anything that widens your perception. It's like bringing in the bigger world.